So we just introduced a lot of financial concepts, and now we want to start working with them. So we have the following proposition. It's 2, 1, 2. The following assertions are equivalent. The first one is phi is self-financing. And the second is the value of the portfolio at time k I can get by taking the starting value plus the following sum. I'm multiplying phi l with s l minus s l minus 1. And L goes from 1 to k. Yes. And this holds for all k from 1 to capital T. And the third is what happens if I have this discount situation. That's very easy. You just make a tilde on everything. Where on the first one, it's not so important, but you can, of course, make it also. So here we know, need to know where we should make our tilde. So the portfolio itself is not discounted, but the share prices are. Okay, so the proof is very easy. Let's first go from 1 to 2. So we want to show that this holds if phi is self-financing. So this holds if, let's write down one time step, the value at time k minus the value at time k minus 1. So if we use the representation, in 2, then we would get, I'm taking away from this the expression until k minus 1, this disappears, and all summons disappear until the last one, right? So we get phi k times sk minus sk minus sk minus 1. So this we would need. And this is nothing else than phi k sk minus phi k sk minus 1. And now we use self-financing. Namely, we know that this one is phi k minus 1. So this is in fact phi, vk of phi by definition. So this one is not by definition, right? This one is coming from, if this represent, if you want this representation, then we would need this equation. So we don't have it yet. So we only have self-financing. So self-financing, what was that? Yeah, it comes here. So this one is equal to phi k minus 1, sk minus 1. By self-financing, because we said at time k minus 1, you can change your portfolio, you get phi k, and the value should be the same. So this is self-financing. So by self-financing, we have that this is equal to that, and by definition of the value of the portfolio, we have that this is equal to vk minus 1 of phi. So the logic is that, if we assume that we have self-financing, then you could start from here, that this minus that is this minus that is this, and then we have this equation. Okay, so we have this exclamation mark shown. And it also works on the other way around. So if we assume that we have that this is equal, then we by assuming the definition of vk, we get that this equation must hold. So if we assume that the representation is like that, then we get that this equation must hold. So it follows that phi must be self-financing. So actually, we have shown both direction with these equations. And now, to go from 1 to 3 and backwards, you can do the same and just put the tilde on top. We get in the same way by dividing all equations by SK0 or multiplying with beta k. So that would mean that we get a tilde here and there. So okay, I can write. So vk tilde of phi minus vk minus 1 tilde of phi. That is equal to phi k sk tilde minus sk tilde minus 1. Yeah, and we can say that that's true if and only if we have this self-financing equation. And that's the end of the proof. So that's very easy, but this representation, actually, maybe I should say something about that. So this is kind of the first step of introducing the E2 integral So in the Ito integral, we have that this is measurable with respect to the sigma algebra at L minus 1, which is the case here. And then you add up, for example, increments of the Brownian motion. So the Ito integral, as we define it, is very close related to this value of the portfolio refinements. So, but it was not invented for this. It's accidentally useful for finance. Okay. So we continue with definitions. So we have already two rules. We have the rule that we should be self-financing. And what was the other rule? That now I'm lost a bit. So definitely we had self-financing, but we had something else already. Maybe it comes back to my mind. And another rule is that we should not call a trading strategy good if the manager gets or the bank gets bankrupt. So trading strategies which end up in ruin, we don't want. That's why we try to exclude this. So it's a strategy. Is P admissible? So, okay. Or admissible. If and only if we have the following. Phi is self-financing. So the strategy phi, actually. Maybe it's strange. And secondly, the value of the portfolio is never negative. It's always zero or greater equal to zero. And here said P almost truly, this is in preparation of later events where we maybe work with the Brownian motion. In the moment, as you remember, I said that all little omega have positive measure. So P almost surely would be a little bit exaggerated to describing the empty set in the moment. But we want to keep everything open for generalization. Okay. Admissible. We go on. Next definition. And that is arbitrage free. A market. So what is a market? Financial market model consists of omega F P of the filtration and the share price and bank account. So this SK, where everything is hidden, bank account, balance and share price. That's a market. And this object is arbitrage free. So there are also a couple of synonyms, so people say no free lunch and so on. And we use a short notation and say that S, which is the important part here, the share prices, is in NA. NA like no arbitrage. If and only if there doesn't exist P admissible strategy. Such that I have nothing at the beginning. And the probability that my value of the portfolio at the end of the trading time is positive with positive probability. So that would mean you start with nothing, and at time capital T with positive probability, you have a positive value of the portfolio. So that sounds like, well, sounds like a good news, but one tries to avoid, because if one has such a good luck in winning, then some others have very bad luck. And in the end, so the idea is that this arbitrage can happen on the market, and I guess everybody knows that. But in the long run, it is always stabilized. And we just look at the stable, arbitrage-free situation, which we can understand better. And the other things we leave to further courses. Okay. Yeah, so I think it's clear. I don't need to write an interpretation. So we have nothing at the beginning. And you can also, of course, shift this a bit, because this is linear. You can assume you have at the beginning 100 euro, and with positive probability, you end up with a greater amount of money. That would be the same. So it doesn't require that you start in zero, but it requires that you have more than at the beginning. Okay. So this is about this arbitrage, the next proposition. So we define the set of all functions, call it gamma, from omega to r. Yeah, we call it a random variable, so it should be measurable. And this function should be greater or equal to zero, p almost surely. And the probability that f is strictly positive should be positive. Okay, this is just a case we don't want to have for our phi, right? Yeah. So we define this gamma. If our share prices are in this no arbitrage thing, then for all predictable phi k from 0 to t, we have that. Now I continue here below. Sorry, we have that the following building phi k times sk tilde minus sk minus 1 tilde. This kind of summing up all the winnings which we can get, that is not in gamma. So in other words, if you use an admissible, so if you use a predictable process, and S is in the no arbitrage, or the market doesn't have arbitrage, then we cannot construct, or we cannot have winnings, namely starting in zero, and then we get something. Okay, how can we show that? And first, maybe I should say something. So the phi is a vector, and so far we had only processes, real value processes to call predictable. So maybe I should make a comment. Phi k predictable means that for all I from 0 to D, phi k I is f k minus 1 measurable. Yeah, and for all k from 0, from 1 to T, I guess. Yes. So if I have k minus 1, I don't need to talk about the 0. And we need phi k only starting from 1 here. Okay. Good. That's the assertion. And what is the proof? So first we need to work a little bit. I was shortly hesitating here. Should I take k from 1 or from 0? Because we somehow need phi 0 as well, right? Yes. How can we get phi 0? We just added to what we have. Okay, so any predictable phi can be extended to, and now we take phi k 0, phi k 1 up to phi k d, this vector. We take k from 1 to t. And then we need to still to say what we do with phi 0 in all positions. We just put it to 0 and say this is the case if k is 0. So we just take all coordinates 0. Okay, we extend it. And we wanted that it is self-financing. Yes. Was missing something. So the important point is here we have only the phi k from 1 to d. Don't know if this was mentioned somewhere. It was not. But yes, so it's not necessary to say something here, but let's assume we have this and it is predictable and it can be extended. To this, I should emphasize this is what we add here. So here we have only from 1 to d, and here we put the 0 there, and this we add as well. Okay. But the important part is maybe this one, such that The whole thing is now self-financing. So lots of parentheses. K goes from 0 to T is self-financing. So how can we make this? So let's make the Ansatz so that's my chance to speak German in the lecture. So Ansatz is a German word. So we define a phi k zero to be the sum. I go j from 1 to k minus 1. So I'm copying this equation, then we see whether it works for us. So we have phi j, but now I have to be more specific. So I'm using only the ones from 1 to d. I have this vector, and I multiply this as in a scalar product way with the vector s j 1 tilde minus s j minus 1 tilde, and the rest it goes until d. Okay, I take the scalar product of these vectors, and then I sum up over j, and this I call phi k zero. I'm not done yet. I'm taking away from this expression so to say the last but here I'm not taking a difference, but I am taking only k minus 1. So here I have always the difference, but for the last one, I'm just taking k minus 1. Okay, and this building I can make because I have given the share prices, and I'm given the predictable sequence here without the first component. So I'm using always the remaining components. And what can we read from this on? The problem is if k is equal to 1. So here we can define what happens if k is equal to 1, then this sum looks a bit funny. So if k is equal to 1, we put this sum to 0. And then we have only this expression. Okay. So from proposition 212, I have to check if I'm lucky. I hope I am. Yes, we haven't done in this hour, so it's still here. We have defined that our phi zero, that was constantly zero, right? Here. Okay, and maybe it's not anymore in your mind, but what was phi k of phi? That was 5K SK. And if you make the tilde, then we make the tilde here. Okay, that was the value of the portfolio. And what do we need now? Yes, here's the. So we can write the value of the portfolio, the discounted value of the portfolio, by leaving off this term. We don't need it because it's zero. And we just have this sum here. Okay, so we have the phi L and the differences of the tilde processes. So that was the definition. Just to remind ourselves so that we can see that y zero is zero. And from proposition, we have that this is equal to phi k sk tilde minus sk minus 1 tilde. And we sum up from 1 to, no. Okay, now we want capital T here. I was wondering. 1 to capital T. So we have this representation, and we assume that now. Okay, how to write this? We assume that this is in gamma. So we want to show the opposite. We just continue. Assume that Vk tilde of phi is greater or equal to zero, P almost truly, so it's admissible. Full K. Okay, now what can we tell about the VK without the tilde? Then VK we get by this relation. So VK tilde is beta K times VK phi. And yes, I was a bit fast. We assume that the tilde is greater or equal to zero and actually admissible. Where is it? Admissible was defined for the non-discounted, but that's clear just by multiplying. And we see that phi is admissible. But then VT tilde phi in gamma is a contradiction. To the assumption. No arbitrage. Why is that the case? Just recall for short, because you cannot see everything at one point. So no arbitrage was that if I start in zero, which we did, then it should be positive It should not happen that it is positive with probability zero. And this one was just, this expression was just the non-discounted of this one. But being positive or not, so we can also see that the non-discounted is not in gamma, because being in gamma means that it's positive. So dividing by a factor is not important. So it's really a contradiction. It cannot happen that this expression is in gamma, because we have non-arbitrage. Because this is not supposed in here. Okay. But that's only for the capital T, right? So we still need to, what was the assumption? Yeah, so we had assumed, so this was an additional assumption here. So and under this assumption, we can show that it is true. And now we want to show the general case. Now we consider, okay, time is, no, it's not. I'm confused with the clock. Now we consider it's still a couple of minutes. So maybe we managed to finish that proof. It's still a bit to do. Now we consider that this one here. Is not satisfied. So what to do then? We define a K0, which is the maximum of the times K from 1 up to T, where VK tilde of phi is less than 0 is greater than 0. And we define a set of all omega and omega such that VK 0 tilde of phi is less than 0. And since we know that this is adapted, this VK tilde, we know that this is a set in FK 0. Why is that adapted? It comes from the representation. Where do we have? Well, VK is by definition this product, and here we use K minus one measurable, and here K measurable object. So any assertion about that is in FK zero. So, and then we define for K from 0 to T and all I from 1 to D, so to say a new strategy. Yeah, I need more space. So we take psi ki of omega is supposed to be zero if k is less or equal to k zero, and it is the indicator function of a times phi k I of omega if k is greater than k zero. Okay, so we have that the probability of A, that's the probability of that this is less than zero, and from this assumption here, from construction, we have that this is positive. Moreover, this k0 cannot be t if the biggest time point where it's negative is capital T, that doesn't work. So we have the assumption that if eta tilde is in gamma, then we have that it's non-negative. So it cannot be negative. Okay, now we want to create our trading strategy psi, and the same as before. So it's clear that because we use the phi here, so it is d-dimensional. And it is predictable because phi is, and we can extend it to a self-financing. Strategy by defining again the zero component like in A. Okay. So what do we get? What is our setting? We have as long as we are below K zero, everything is zero, so that means so the portfolio is zero. So that means that our trading or value of the portfolio should be zero as well. Okay, and then. For k greater than k zero, or in general, yeah. Now we first write it down in general. So we have by self-financing, we have that we can write it up as the sum of psi L S L tilde minus S L minus 1 tilde like that. That was our proposition, how a self-financing in a self-financing situation we can write the value of the portfolio. And now we use what we have, namely this is all the time zero until we come to L is k0 plus 1. Up to k, so let's assume k is bigger, and then we have always the indicator function of a times psi l s l tilde minus s l minus 1 tilde. Okay, that is just according to our setting, and we can see that because the A doesn't depend on the summation, we can take it out. And then we would have VK of phi tilde minus VK zero. Tilde of phi, because we start this summation k plus 1, so we can imagine, so if you take this off, this would be vk, but we can also say, okay, we have taken away the first k summons here, so we have taken away this one, and the indicator function of a, and here we have a is the first time where this is negative, sorry, on the indicator function A, this is negative. So this is negative on this indicator function. So that means that this one is supposed to be positive, so altogether we get non-negative. Okay. So why is that non-negative? Because the k0 was the largest time where it was still negative, and then it's not negative anymore. So these are non-negative, that's negative. So altogether, now this is non-negative. So that means that we can construct such a new strategy. So we define the psi, principle, and so on, where this is greater or equal to zero for all k. So hence, psi is admissible. Moreover, we have that the probability that this is positive is P of A is greater or equal to zero. We see that from here, because on that set, it's greater than zero. Yeah, that's greater than zero, greater or equal to it not B. Yeah. So let's write this in detail. Why is that the case? Again, so we have this expression was given by this one here. Okay, so we have So this holds for all k, so we can also put in this formula instead for k capital T. This is what we do now. Okay, and we have that this is greater or equal to zero, and this one is strictly less than zero. So that's why this is on A. That's why the difference is positive and not greater or equal. Okay. So now we are in the case B. So that means that we have justified this assumption this assumption star, so we can have such a psi or phi. Namely, we can use the psi, and then we have finished the proof. So we finished here the proof under that assumption. Now we have made clear that this assumption we can always reach. Okay. So it's sorry, it's time, but I had problems at the beginning, so some of you have already quitted. So that's the end of the proof, and I hope next week is with less disasters. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.